Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers return to the win column with a great bounce back win on Friday in district play as they win 29-0 on senior night over Clarion Goldfield Dows. And Coach, your thoughts on that win on your home field?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those nights where I'll take the win. Wasn't our best night of football by any means, but I want to give a lot of credit to Clarion Goldfield Dows. I thought they really played hard in a physical game, gave us some matchup problems. So don't want to take anything away from them. I thought they played us a really good game. Really made it tough for us on offense all night long, running the ball, passing the ball. Thought their front four and front six, seven guys there played really, really well all night long. So happy to get out with a win. Was not our prettiest night of football. Way too many turnovers. Very sloppy play. Some penalties that brought some stuff back. I got two or three touchdowns brought back on penalties and just some different stuff, or maybe two touchdowns. But just really proud of the guys for just kept fighting, didn't go in the hell tank. And just kept fighting, kept grinding, and we knew it was going to be a knockdown, kind of drag out type of game with them because they had some good physical players and some bigger size than us, honestly. They really did. And so we knew it was going to be a tough game, and I thought our guys just kept grinding when things weren't going our way and when the turnovers were happening. We just kept fighting and finding a way to win. So it was really good to see that. But we definitely got to clean up some major stuff. Just that we were not doing well tonight at all. And some, like I said, some of that's due to Clarion. Some of that was ourselves. So we just got to really get back to the drawing board and some of that and clean that up.
Where the production was coming from offensively for your team as a nice bounce back in that regard after facing a really good defense last week, put up 29.
Yeah, we had a really nice mix of run and pass all night long, I thought. Right around that 50% range of each one, I thought. I think we'd be pretty close. Biggest thing was just our turnovers really hurt us. It just took away, you know, some touchdowns with the penalties and just down inside the 20. I think we had at least two or three turnovers. So Peyton, I thought, threw the ball okay tonight. That wasn't his best night of passing. Lost Sam Benson in the beginning of the game to an injury, and I think he'll be okay, but that kind of threw us for a loop, I think, a little bit to start, too. Didn't have our kind of our main, you know, go-to receiver. So I think it just kind of threw everyone into just different roles, which I said I think is good for – told the boys afterwards, I think it'd be good for us going forward. We can kind of learn, like, you know, hey, this is what happens if these guys are not in or not, you know, something happens. But it just took us a little while to kind of get our bearings, I thought, and we just struggled kind of trying to figure out where we wanted to – you know, where we wanted to go, how to, you know, who was open, who's not open, all that stuff. So definitely need to definitely, you know, spread the ball out. I thought Brayden did a good job of that with Jake and Sam, or Jake and Casey Williamson, Jake Ballman's Casey Williamson did a good job. Josh Bindler, I thought all that was really good. And then I thought Cam Adams, Manning Font, sorry, really ran the ball well all night long. So did well in both those aspects. I don't know exactly who was our, you know, best ground gainer yardage guy, but I thought just both those groups did a good of a hodgepodge of a game, sloppy game. So we just got to work on cleaning that stuff up.
Your team defensively put up another goose egg. That's, I believe, three shutouts here this year. What you saw defensively against a physical running Cowboys team.
Defense was amazing all night. They were the MVP of the game by far. Played really well all night long. Very physical. Just did all the things that we were hoping we would, you know, do to stop their running game. They got a really nice running game. Really impressed with that. And thought they played well all night long. Really physical, tackled well. Didn't lose contain. Just did all the things that. So really, you know, hats off to them. All the guys on that side. Our defensive coaches did a great job. But our D-line, linebackers, secondary had an interception, had a couple fumble recoveries. Just did a great job with that. I think we ended up two interceptions on the night. But defense was definitely MVP. Our special teams, I thought, were a lot better tonight overall, too. They did a good job. So just a really good night overall on the defensive side and just did everything they could to clean up what they needed to.
More with the head coach of South Hardin football. I'm going to try that again, coach, as we went over a bump. More with the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're once again joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers get a great win in their home finale for the regular season. As a cool opportunity as well, Coach, it was senior night. What that was like to recognize this group of seniors that is helped take this program to a new level.
Great group of guys. We got 13 seniors. I don't want to name all off because I'll forget a guy, and I don't want to do that, but just a great group of guys that have just put a ton of work into our program, have just fought tooth and nail to get to where they're at. Committed to the weight room, committed to the off season. I can't say enough about them. They've just been a great class to have come through our program. They've done a great job in our program every year they've been here. So really proud of them, really going to miss them. And just have been our focal group throughout this entire year, and do a good job of meshing with other classes, and that's sometimes hard to do too. So really proud of them, proud of the season they're having right now, and hope we can really make a run here in the playoffs with them.
Looking ahead to your regular season finale, you'll make a trip up to Manly to take on Central Springs. Your initial thoughts on that game in district play to conclude the regular season?
Yeah, we really just got to work on ourselves, I feel like, and not take Central Springs lightly at all, but we just got to clean up some stuff we had issues with this last week, especially on offense. I think our defense played well, but our offense was not near clean enough. So we got to really work on some things in our offense to clean up some blocking, some routes, some communication stuff. So I really just want to focus on ourselves, get ourselves playing our best football. Get a good game plan in for Central Springs. They do a good job of mixing up the run and pass a fair amount. Have some good athletes. So we really got to come ready to go up there. Really want to just see us play a good full offense, defense, special teams game, you know, and kind of head into playoffs clicking.
For your team, you have clinched a playoff spot. How you hope going into this matchup against Central Springs can be a momentum builder for your team as your season is far from done with more work to do?
Yeah, I think that's what we need it to be. There's no doubt about it. We need to have a game where we look, you know, kind of clean and crisp and play the way, you know, you expect to, the way you want to. Clean up the turnovers, clean up the mistakes, keep playing the way we are on defense right now, and then same thing on special teams, really just clean up the little things we got going on there that need cleaned up, and overall, just like you said, play some good football, clean, no turnover type football heading into the playoffs.
Your keys to the game as you take on a Central Springs team that you haven't played in a little while?
Yeah, we definitely did, like I said, get back to kind of playing our football. Got to win the turnover battle. We didn't do that tonight. And like I said, some of that's a hats off to Claire, and they did a really good job. But got to clean up that. And then, like I said, just play our football. And tonight we were just all over the place, was not consistent on offense, and just out of sorts. And so we just really get back to playing our football, stop their running game, stop their passing game, and just take advantage of our strengths.
You had mentioned the senior leaders that you have on this year's team. When you're cleaning up those kind of things at this point in the season, is it a player-led thing, or is it a mix of coaches guiding and players helping that execution get done when you're cleaning up these kind of things?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I think at this point it's a both, but I really think the players here have to take some ownership on that too, because it's stuff they know. You know, early in the season, you know, maybe you're learning things or there's some new stuff going on, but they know right now what needs to be done, and so I really want to see them take ownership of that. I'm not worried about them not doing that. I think they will, but just definitely got to be player, because we're at that point of the season. We know what we're doing. We know what we're going to kind of get from teams. We've got to come, you know, ready to go and clean that stuff up on our own a little bit during the game too.
Final thoughts, Coach, is this Tigers team still has a lot to play for here this season, and as you are playoff bound and get to wrap up the regular season here entering this week?
Yeah, appreciate the support we've got from everybody. Just been awesome. Had another great crowd tonight for senior night. Great to see all of our seniors getting honored. So really appreciate the support we're getting. Really appreciate all the just all the, you know, well wishes around town in the community. Really nice to see everyone's kind of got our back. So that's been really fun, I think, for the boys to see and the coaches also. So really appreciate that and hope we can keep giving them something to be happy about.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. Best of luck to you and the Tigers as you enter your final week of the regular season and build momentum for the postseason.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin Football, Nick Eller, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.